Whether it's late-night advice from Miss Cleo or communing with the dead on John Edwards' Crossing Over, psychic TV is hard to miss. But what about a show whose premise is reading your pet's mind? Here's the Morning Edition critter expert, commentator Baxter Black.
I have been asked my thoughts about the animal psychic that appears on the TV channel Animal Planet. Well, what can I say that would not seem unkind or less than professional, other than, do you think that Eddie Murphy in Dr. Doolittle is historically accurate? Are you hoping the Loch Ness Monster will be found? Was Mr. Ed your favorite TV show? Was your favorite movie Godzilla, The Rainmaker, or The Sting? Do you hold a deed to the Brooklyn Bridge, oceanside property in Wyoming, or a ski lodge condo in Harlingen? Do you think that's really Dolly Parton's hair? Do you subscribe to the National Enquirer? Do you think you have a good chance of winning the $40 million lottery? Can you spell flimflam, shuck and jive, patsy, shill, confidence man, slick willy, and tricky dick? Well, if one day she, the psychic, suddenly stood up and took off her mask and said, "Hey, it's all a joke," we'd laugh and say, "Ah, I knew it all along." If we were told that she was an actress and all the animals and their owners were actors and stunt dogs, stunt horses, stunt chinchillas, and stunt parrots, we'd agree it was a great practical joke, not unlike the balanced budget. Because we humans love our animals so much, sometimes we are willing to credit them with human sensibilities. We even treat them as if they were capable of human reasoning. And it is not a sin to do this, and our actions are usually harmless. Animal behaviors have studied creatures' instincts and mentalities extensively. Lion tamers, dog trainers, dairymen, horse whisperers, camel nudgers, and elephant jockeys have intimate knowledge of animal traits. But there is a big distinction between a child psychiatrist and a caretaker at the zoo, and an even bigger leap to animal psychic. So what does it hurt for an otherwise fairly credible television network that regularly includes veterinarians, biologists, scientists, and legitimate animal behaviorists to feature an animal psychic? Well, I guess nothing, as long as children and innocent animal lovers aren't part of the con.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.